Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's talk a little South Carolina Gamecocks in this very segment. Tolos, if you have a question that may or may not be asked, we invite you to text it in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line at 844-326-3663. Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central is joining us right now, as he does every single Tuesday at this time. Mark it on your calendar, Gamecock fans. We'll talk Gamecocks with Jack Veltri on Tuesdays during football season. Jack, we'll get into the game Saturday night upcoming against the Commodores and the Fighting Diego Pavias. But when you have now had a few days to look back at what you saw, at what I saw late into Saturday night, early into Sunday morning between South Carolina and South Carolina State, do you feel like South Carolina Gamecock fans out there should probably take away a few things from that game, but maybe just flush the entirety of it? Or do you think it matters more than most think?
Jack, you got us?
Let's try that again. Jack, can you hear me now?
I got you, Cole. Appreciate you having me on.
Listen, man, this is what happens when you pre-record an interview like we did today. We pre-recorded the interview at 2:30, and there's this little red button at the very top of the board that says input. And you have to hit it once to go into audition, and you have to put it back in the program. And guess what? I forgot to put it back in the program. So I will re-ask you, apologize for that. But when you talk about looking ahead, we'll talk about the Vanderbilt game, Jack, in a few minutes. But where do you stand on what happened Saturday night? Are you of the mindset that you flush it and move on because of the wackiness of the game? Or are you of the mindset that maybe you do take a little more away than most might from the game against South Carolina State?
You definitely try and learn from that game, because I think there are concerns from that game. Like, the offense really did not do much, especially in the first half, where you had a little bit over 100 yards and you really struggled to get the ball moving and score touchdowns against SC State. And I think you got to look at the offensive line, and the run game weren't great. So the offense is definitely where I would look first towards, okay, you know, we got to correct these issues. You can't necessarily wipe it away just because you had a long lightning delay and the game didn't start on time and it's a FCS opponent and all that. No, I think you got to really look back at that game and figure out, okay, what went right, what went wrong, and let's try to correct it and be better moving forward. And that's seemingly what South Carolina has done. One interesting thing from today that I think you guys will find interesting is that the offensive line seemingly had some communication issues, or just the offense in general had communication issues, where I think it was Cason Henry today, offensive tackle for the Gamecocks on the right side, was just saying that there were about 6 or 7 calls that they just couldn't hear. Wow. And again, that's in a stadium that, granted, was very full at the start, but again, it wasn't a big, you know, it wasn't the sellout crowd that you were anticipating just because of the delay and whatnot. So, you know, that's a little concerning right there, but I think that's something that they were working on today in practice to try and be better at communicating and making sure everybody's hearing the calls.
Jack, you know, you've covered football for a long time. Cole's covered football for a long time. Why do you think it is that some teams just struggle with long delays? I know that football players are creatures of habit, but, you know, coaches, they've been through this before. They should have some experience trying to get these guys redialed in. Why do you think so many players, and in your time talking to players, have they told you why it's just such a weird thing to turn that faucet back on?
I'm not sure exactly, Diesel. I think it's more so just, again, like you said, they're creatures of habit in sports, and you are so used to being in the routine. And when that routine gets messed up, I can imagine it's you know, going to be a little bit of an adjustment for sure. And it definitely was. I mean, they had to sit there in total. I know it's a 2.5 hour delay on the books, but I mean, that delay started at like 5:30 and they didn't play until 9:15. So we're talking about a near 4 hour delay where they're hanging out in the locker room and stuff. And, you know, I don't know what all they're doing in there during that time, but that's a long time to kind of just be waiting around, waiting to play again. So, and then you go out to the field and it's not your normal routine of, okay, we're going to stretch, we're going to do all this, we're going to do that. We'll put on the pads after that. And they're usually out there for about 60 minutes before the game. I mean, this was about 30 minutes before the game even began. And, you know, you're just now ramping up. So I'm going to give them a little bit of slack just because of the circumstances and stuff for why the performance was so sluggish at the beginning of the game. But notice how it didn't affect SC State. I mean, I don't know what the deal was there, but that part of it you try to flush a little bit, and you kind of give them a little bit of grace because, again, the circumstances were not what it normally is, and I think that won't be an issue for Saturday at all.
Jack, go into detail a little more, if you can, on what you talked about there at the very beginning of the interview with communication issues, something that they've been working on today in practice. Let me ask you this. Specify that down to the position group. Is it the offensive line specifically that's having those communication issues?
Yeah, that's what it seems to be. We were talking with Cason Henry, like I said, and also Boaz Stanley, South Carolina starting center. And that seemed to be the main thing, was that they were focusing on working on communication during practice. And Boaz Stanley was just saying about speaking loudly and clearly and making sure they're all on the same page, because they have to play as a unit. And if one guy can't hear something, then it's going to mess everything up, you know? So, and I even asked Shane about that today, because, you know, if my thought process is, I think a lot of people feel this way. If you can't hear things when it's a game against an FCS opponent at Williams-Brice Stadium, your home field, and it's not even a sellout crowd, what's the plan when you go to LSU and you play all these big opponents on the road and stuff? So that's, I think, something that is a little bit worrisome, but at the same time, they worked on it today in practice to try and make sure that everyone knows what the play is, nothing's getting messed up that way, and that they're ready to go for this weekend.
What'd Shane say about that, Jack?
Kind of just the same thing in that, I'm trying to pull it up here.
You're good.
South Carolina just has to be louder, and, you know, they got to, like
the players have to be louder? Is that what you're saying? The players have to communicate louder?
Yeah. So I'm looking back through some notes here, and what he basically said was, in order to, like, fix the issue that they have, because, again, he knows they're going to play LSU. They're going to be playing Ole Miss, Texas A&M. They're going to be playing in some really hostile environments this year. And what he was basically saying is that it starts with Lenore's, it starts with Boaz, the communication, and just talking louder so that way they can operate more efficiently.
At Jack T. Veltri is where you can find him on Twitter, on X. We invite all of our Tolos to go give him a follow. If you do that, you'll notice that his header photo is a screenshot from Star Wars. And I'm going to ask you an off-the-wall question here, Jack. I'm going to assume, because this is your header, that your love of Star Wars runs deep. Am I right about that?
Oh, you got that right.
Okay. So, obviously, the debate for, God, 50 years now has been who shot first, Han or Greedo.
Oh,
now let's bring that conversation to what we saw last week in the season opener in the NFL with Dak and Jalen Carter from the Eagles. We know that Jalen connected with the spit, but we also know that Dak did spit first. So Do you think Dak deserves any kind of punishment at all because he's got terrible aim?
For having terrible aim? Maybe it's not his teammates. But, I don't think so. I mean, look, Jalen Carter, that was disgusting what he did. I thought it was just really stupid. And, again, this is a guy that, you know, is one of the Eagles' best defensive players. So he's got to be smarter out there. But, I don't think it's a Han and Greedo situation. It's pretty clear that the spit came straight out of Carter's mouth.
Meanwhile, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like,
of course
Spanish, you know, I have no idea, but it's okay. Jack, let's go back to, I'm not going to preface the question because I want your answer to be your answer. I'm not going to lead you. I'm not going to ask you a leading question here, okay? As of today, the 9th of September.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What's the position group that has the most concern?
I do think it is. I'll say this. It's probably either the offensive line or the secondary. Now, let me preface why I say that. The offensive line, I don't really think the offensive line – I think the offensive line issues can be fixed. Again, the communication seems to be the number one thing that they are trying to work through right now. But also, I mean, like, the blocking has got to be better at times, right? And yeah. It's not going to be perfect, but – I thought the blocking was good on both of the touchdowns that Carolina scored the other night in the second half. But again, it wasn't great against a FCS level defense. I don't care how good SC State is. Like, you should be manhandling them considering you're an SEC offensive line. But then the secondary, you know, they've gotten beat on some 50-50 balls and one-on-one coverage, and they gave up a few over the middle type of throws to SC State. And even in the Virginia Tech game, they get up 5 explosive plays. So those are probably the two position groups that I'm worried about, especially with a team like Vanderbilt that loves to throw the football around now that Diego Pavia's got his weapons back from last year, but they also added some pieces in recruiting. That's going to be tough and a big challenge for this weekend.
Jack, last season we saw Lenore Sellers take some time to really get things going. And then he pops later on in the season. Vanderbilt's going to be a tough test, and obviously we've seen Lenoris, I wouldn't say struggle, that's not the right word, but not look as crisp as we thought he might out of the gate. What does Vanderbilt do defensively that you think might give Lenoris a chance to pop and really open up against them, or would you say that's not really this weekend is not the game where you think that's going to happen?
No, I mean, it's got to happen this weekend. I mean, look, there is no more holding your punches, waiting for the right opportune moment to do everything. You've got to – this is SEC play. I don't care if it's Vanderbilt or Missouri or Kentucky, whoever the game's against. These are the games that count the most now. And, you know, Vanderbilt, if you – look, we saw what they did this past weekend against Virginia Tech. I mean, Shane was literally saying today, this is the best Vanderbilt team that he's faced in his tenure at South Carolina. So, look, you hold back your punches. You don't let Lenoris go out there and do his thing like we know he can. That's going to be a big issue. So I would fully expect whatever play calls Mike Shula has in store ready to go for Lenoris, I would expect them to I don't know about throwing the kitchen sink out there, because I think they have tried a lot of things so far. But we do need to see more comfortability with Sellers running and stuff, because we know he can do it. It's just, for whatever reason, I'm not sure what exactly it is, it just hasn't felt like Lenoris has ran the way we know he can so far this season.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if Beamer, Jack commented on this today or yet this week, but when you look at the common opponents, obviously it's helpful to have common opponents, but it's also rare to have common opponents this early in the season, right? Do you put a lot of stock, a lot of value into the common opponent conversation when looking at how this team played Virginia Tech compared to how South Carolina played them?
Not really.
Really? Okay.
I mean, a little bit. Okay. South Carolina, the way they played in week one against Virginia Tech, I mean, look, it is what it is. It's week one of the season. Everyone is kind of just starting off in week one. I will say the only thing I really do take away from the Vanderbilt-Virginia Tech game, the main thing I see is the fact that they went into a hostile environment and they beat the brakes off of the Hokies in the second half. I mean, that is something that you have to take into consideration with this weekend, and that Vanderbilt has been through a really tough environment already on the road, and you know that's what it's going to be like this weekend. So, I'm sure that definitely helped them a lot in terms of confidence, but you also have to look at the fact that, like, again, this is a different Vanderbilt team. This is not the old Vanderbilt where they're bottom of the SEC, the punching bag of the conference. This is a team that will go out there, try to throw the first punch, and try to knock you down.
Talking to Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central. Oscar Attaway, 21 carries so far on the season compared to Rasul Faison's 12. Assuming everybody stays healthy, would you say that roughly 2-to-1 ratio of touches is something that we're probably going to see continue over the course of the season, or do you think there may be a transition a little bit more towards Faison?
Tough to say right now. I think for this weekend, for the time being, I think it is going to continue to be that. But at some point, I think Carolina will figure out, okay, here's our true number one running back. Here's the guy we're going to rely on the most. Whoever has the hot hand going into a specific game, I think that's who they rely on. Now, right now, I think Attaway is probably your better back right now. But we all know what Faison can do when he is at his best. So they're different in a lot of ways. I think Oscar is much more of that hard-nosed, fight-for-every-single-yard runner. Well, I think Faison's a little bit more, I don't know if calculated is the right word necessarily, but like he's strategic with the way he moves and tries to, you know, be dynamic on the field. So it's a nice 1-2 punch to have, but you need more production out of them because 41 yards last week against SC State's defense is nowhere near good enough.
Yeah. Well, you stole it right out of my mouth there, Jack. You need more production from the running backs. You're right. It wasn't good enough on Saturday night. If I'm a Gamecock fan and I'm asking you, I'm asking Coach Beamer, I'm worried about the run game, especially playing a Vandy team that can score. If I am going 3 and out and can't stay on the field and can't put together long drives, that's a major concern for me if I'm a Gamecock fan going into Saturday night. In your mind, is that more on the running backs or is that more on the offensive line or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I think that is clear. I think, number one, the offensive line probably needs to do a better job getting some push up front and creating holes for these guys to run through. But also at the same time, like it's up to the running backs when there aren't holes, you got to find ways to get upfield and go for more than the 3-4 yards they seemingly have been going for most carries this season. We haven't really seen those big breakout runs. Like the one from Faison week one, yeah, sure, it was a great run that he had to break out of a tackle on. That's what they're going to have to do, honestly, if they can't find the holes up front. But the hope, honestly, is that they are able to get through some holes. The offensive line does their job. That allows the running backs to make it a little bit easier to get upfield.
Jack, we know how special a player Diego Pavia is. What do you think the game plan is going to be to try to slow him down? Is it going to be hang back and make him beat you in zone coverage? Do you think we could see South Carolina spy him quite a bit? How do you slow down Diego?
Shane was mentioning a little bit today the fact of like the fact that Vanderbilt is so much better trying to throw the deep ball. That's probably, I would say, somewhere where South Carolina really needs to focus in on, make sure you take that ability away from him. But also, we know he's a good running quarterback. So it's tough because I mean, this time last year, I don't feel like Vanderbilt had the same type of weapons that they do now in terms of throwing the ball downfield as much as they seemingly are this season. So it makes it tough. And you're really asking me, I do think you try to take away the run first and foremost, because that's something that he'll always have up his sleeve. And then I think you take your chances downfield. Because, again, I don't think South Carolina DBs have played bad necessarily. It's just they have gotten beaten a lot of 50-50 balls. It's time for them to go out there and make the plays that they need to.
Jack, you're the best, man. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll do it again next Tuesday. See you Saturday.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. See you then.
Jack.
Absolutely. Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central. Really insightful. Always insightful interviews from Jack Veltri. Yeah. Not saying today's was an anomaly, Diesel, but really good stuff there. If you're a Gamecock fan, if you missed it, go back on the free Odyssey app. You can go to Chapters, anywhere you get your podcast, you can find that as well. But that communication thing to me is fascinating. I mean, you're expecting the guys just to talk louder? Like, is that – I'm not saying that's wrong. That's concerning to me.
Well, when it's a home game and it's a smaller crowd than normal, how and you still can't hear each other – that's going to be a completely different world when you're going on the road.
It's going to be
different
SEC. This Saturday, too. Yep. That place is going to be nuts Saturday night.
When we come back, Cole, we talked about it already, how amazing that late Sunday night game was and how great last night's Monday night football game was. I'm going to quiz you. Do you think any of the games that we have coming up this weekend, the big-time matchups, have a chance to stack up to Bills-Ravens week one? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.